Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel. The Mishnah starts at the end of Mem Beis Amid Beis. Ve'elu Dvorim Shein Chayovim Aleihen Mishum Pigul, Hakoimetz, Ve'akteyes, Ve'alvoino, and so forth. These are all the dinim which the Mishnah is Memayet later on in the Gemara Mem Dalet Omed Aleph. That kol dovor she'ein lo imatirin, something which doesn't have something to be matir, it itself is the matir, is not chayim mishum pigul, we learn out of the pasuk later on, dumi yedishlomim, that these things do not have any pigul. Now there's the yesodis degeshayle over here, in the ikedin of the Mishnah, which is the whole sugya over here, what exactly is nismayit in the pasuk of dumi yedishlomim, that there's no din pigul on dovor she'ein lo imatirin? Rashi over here says, "Elu dvarim shein chayovin aleihen kores ba'achilosa mishum pigul." We know that one of the dinim of kores is that someone who eats pigul is chayiv kores. Says Rashi that the miut, the Gemara says later on, is a miut of dumi dishlomim that dovor shein lo imatirin does not have a din pigul. Says Rashi, the miut is a miut in kores. Is mashma Rashi that the miut is only a miut in chayvas kores is not chal on something which doesn't have any matirin. But the psul of pigul, the fact that the korban is a posel of the korban, and the koimetz and the levoino, and so to the michas koyanim, are posel of korbonus, that they become nichlal in the parsha of psulei hamikdoshim, that there's an issa, someone to eat psulei hamikdoshim is an issa, and there's also paslis in the korban, this is even in the case of dovah she'in lo imatirin. Even though dovah she'in lo imatirin is nismait from pigul, it's only nismait from nuchivas koris, that if you eat it, you're not going to be chayiv koris. But it is still nichlal in the psul, and there's going to be a issa to eat it for psul hamikdoshim. And Bem is mefurish like this in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins lichas psul hamikdoshim peik yud ches halacha zayin that someone who eats from the mati, someone who eats the koimetz or the michas koyanim, he's not going to be chayiv koris. But says the Rambam, he's loika k'moishmi shaloichel psul hamikdoshim, like someone who eats any korban which is possible. Is mefurish in the Rambam, like his meduyik in our Rashi. That they, even though there's a miut, the miut is only on the chivas kores, but there's still a posel of korban and there's a psul, and a melee going to be getting malchus for psul hamikdoshim. But says in the Mishnah Lemelech on this Rambam in psul hamikdoshim peik yudches halacha zayin that lechuyah this is not a dover muskim, it's not agreed upon, and there's a machlokes shoinim in this nekuda how to understand the miut in our sugya, because says the Mishnah Lemelech toisves in a few places in Shas earlier in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So too in Menachos Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis in Yom Adav Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos is going on the Gemara which says that pigul is huta mikloloi. Sometimes we find that there's a din of huta mikloloi. There's no din pigul in certain things. Says Tosfos, this is the case where dovah pigul lechira is huta mikloloi. Our Mishnah says that dovah she'in lematirin does not have any pigul. And the Mela Tosfos asks on the Gemara that lechira pigul is also one of the Isurim, which is huta mikloloi. There's an exception to the rule that sometimes there's no issa pigul on dovah she'ish lematirin. Says Tosfos, nire, that even a psulo nami leke, not just the mute is a mute in chorus, there's also no psul pigul in these things which are dovah she'in lematirin. Says Tosfos Yazariah, because the Gemara earlier in the first period in Daf Yudale Domed Aleph discusses Shittas Reb Shimon, which is mentioned here in the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon learns out from the drosha of Dumi Yedishlomim that any kolben has to be, to have pigul, has to be a kolben of chatos achitzoino, but a kolben apnimius, which is in the dam, is nizrak bifnim, is not Dumi Yedishlomim, and therefore does not have a din of pigul, like the Gemara also discusses later in Daf Mem Dalet. Says the Gemara in Daf Yudale Nomed Aleph that even though Reb Shimon holds there's no din pigul on chatos apnimius, but he's masking that there's a psul of pigul, even though there's no chivas kores, but there's still a psul of pigul. Says the Gemara, the reason is because he learns out from kavul chimer from shaloi lishmo, which is possible by achatos. So too, pigul also is going to be possible, even though there's no pigul. Says Tosfos, you see in the Gemara that in order there should be a psul of pigul, you have to learn out from a kavul chimer, like Rav Shimon learns out from a kavul chimer. Seems to be that misvora, the miut over here from shlomim, is memayit. Totally, and it's not even a korban posel to be loika for psul hamikdoshim, and says Tosfos, and near afilu psul aleka. Now Mele says the Mishnah Melech, we have here lechira machlekes yishonim, Rashi Bayos, and so to the Rambam's Mefurish, hold that the mute is only a mute in koyes, but there is a psul of pigul. whereas Tosfos holds that the miut is a miut legamri, it's a total miut, and there's also no psul being chal, and mamela, if someone eats it, he's not going to be like a psul amikdoshim. But the Karen Oyer, so two other achinim, the Ilas Shloimer, the Chazanish, and Simon Yud Beis of Cotton Gimel, they say that Luli didn't have a Mishnah Lemelech, they will argue on the Mishnah Lemelech. Because the Mishnah Lemelech makes a machlokes with Shoinim and says that Tosfos earlier argues on the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashi. Says the Karen Oyer, Bemis, if we look at the Tosfos in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos is discussing over there the cases of the Mishnah later on, which is a Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyim Moshiach, which don't have two chalokim to the korban, a mate and a nita. The whole korban itself is kula kolil, and the whole korban doesn't have any chalek, which is a nita. And on that says Tosfos that these korbonis, which don't have at all a chalek, a mate and a nita, they, on the smayit, have a total miut from the parsha pigel, they're not dumir d'shlomim, and memela is also no psul. Whereas koimetz and dam, which the Mishnah is going to be discussing later, which these chalokim, or chalokim of a korban, which does have a chalois of pigel, and when the koyan is mechashev b'shas one avodis, the korban becomes pigel, then the koimetz is a part of a korban, which is posul. So says the Karen Oyer, it's very hard to say that the koimetz should not even have a psul of pigel. Enochanami, the Mishnah says over here, there's no chalois pigel on the koimetz, and mamela, if you eat the koimetz, you're not going to be chayiv koris. But it's very difficult to say that the koimetz is not even a posul. The koimetz belongs to a korban, which is a korban posul. Mamela says the Karen Oyer that he argues on the Mishnah Lemelech, and he says that there's no disagreement between Tosfos and the Rambam and Rashi, because the Rambam is discussing someone who eats the koimetz, udam. So too Rashi by us is discussing also the koimetz, and therefore Rashi says the miut is only a miut on koris. But it could be that Rashi and the Rambam also agree that if you eat from the Minchas Koyanim, which doesn't have any chelik, which is a nitter, and therefore the whole korban is a mate and doesn't have any chalois pigel, it could be like Tosfos says, there's also no psul. And it could be the other way that Tosfos also agrees that if someone eats from the koimetz or from the dam, you're going to be chayiv al kaponim for psul amikdoshim, since balkoch, this is a chelik, this is part of the korban which is posul, and the melech, even Tosfos are going to agree that if someone eats the koimetz, it's going to be chayiv for psul amikdoshim because it's a korban posul. The Karen Oyer just points out that even though Tosfos earlier in Chav Gimel Amud Beis says the Loshen in middle of discussing the Mishnah, he says that he's discussing the koimetz also. But says the Karen Oyer, you can say this is lav dafka. Tosfos just quotes our Mishnah, but Tosfos is only referring to the Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyim Moshiach and other korbanos which don't have any chelik of a mate and a nita and memela. The whole korban is not possible. But the koimetz, Tosfos agrees to Rashi and the Rambam that there's going to be a psul even though there's no koris. The Minchas Chinuch also be pshitas. He doesn't bring down bichlal. This whole machlokes, he just says in mitzvah kuf mem dalad ois hey that the koimetz, which is a part of a chilek, which is a korban posel, then the koimetz, of course, is going to be a posel of pigel, even though there's no chi of koris. But lemaisa, even though we said the Karen Oyer, other achrenim go, not like the Mishnah Lemelech, we find mefurish in the Rishonim, this is in the Rash Mishantz, on his Pirish and Toyas Koyanim, in Pashas Vayikra, Dibur Dinadova, Perik Dalet Halochetes, he says mefurish, b'shem the Rivor, one of the Balei HaToysvis, that the din of Tosfos in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that there's no psul chal on Dovah She'in Le'Matirin, is not just discussing a Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyim Moshiach, like the Karen Oyer says, but it's also discussing the Koimetz and Dam. These also are totally, they don't have any psul at all, since it's a Dovah She'in Le'Matirin, and the Mate itself cannot have any Sheiches to the Parasha or Pigel, and it's not possible, even though it belongs to a Korm, which is possible, a big Chiddush, which the Rivor is Mefurish, like the Mishnah Melech took on in the Shitta of the Tosfos. We find Mefurish in the Rivor, in the Rash Mishantz, that even the Koimetz and Dam of a Korban Pigel also does not have any posel. But the Rash, over there, the Rash Mishantz, over there, on the Toras Koyanim, he brings down the Rivor, and he says that the din of the Rivor is not true, and not just the din of the Rivor by Koimetz and Dam, but says the Rash Mishantz, that even Michas Koyanim and Michas Koyim Moshiach, which Tosfos says also Chav Gimel Amud Beis Mefurish, there's no psul pigel. Tosfos says the Rash Mishantz is not true, even though Tosfos says there's a raya from Shittas Reb Shimon, which we said earlier. The Gemara Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph says that Reb Shimon has to learn that there's a psul of pigul from a kalchim of shelo lishma. So it seems to be that the miut is a miut even on the psul. Says the Rashi Mishnah that this is not no sheiches our Mishnah to shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds the miut is a miut in the korban, a korban which is not dumi dishlamim, because the zrikas are done bifnim like a chatois apnimis. These korbanos have no sheiches to the parsha of pigul, and therefore there's also no psul pigul if not for the limud of a kavuchimer from shelo lishma. Mashenkein dovo sheyishlim sheinli matirin, which says in our Mishnah is nesmai to kun to the rabbanon, because we learn that from dumi dishlomim, is not a miut in the korban. The korban is also nichlal, included in the parsha of pigul. There's a din in the chalois pigul cannot be chal on a chelik of the korban, which is a mati. So if the koimetz and the dam come bichal, or sometimes the whole korban is a matzah, it doesn't have any nitorin, like a mechaskoy moshiach, therefore the chalois pigul cannot bichal on this chelek, which is a matzah. But the korban itself is nichlal in the parsha of a pigul. And therefore when the koyan uses the machshava of pigul, he's mefaddle the korban enough that it should become possible, even though the chalois pigul of koyis cannot bichal. Mashikin ukun to Shimon, there's no partial pigul on the chatois apnimis, and therefore there's no psul. So it comes out, be'emes, that the shita of the Rashi Mishnah is a chidush, and he learns that the Mishnah of Dov Sheinu Matirin is only a miut in koris, like Rashi says, and says the Rashi Mishnah, that this din is not just by the koimet, which is a chelik of a korban which is posel. Even michas koyanim and michas koyim Mashiach also, the miut is only a miut in koris, and not a miut in the psul of pigul, and if someone eats the michas koyanim, michas koyim Mashiach, he's going to be chayiv for loike, for oichel, psul and mikdoshim, and not like Tosfos in that chav gimel amid beis. Now, be'emes, we can point out that the chedusha Reb Kivei Eiger on Tosfos chav gimel amid beis, be'emes asks, this svara, which the Rashi Mishnah says, he asks himself, without bringing down the pirush of the Rashi Mishnah, he asks that Tosfos in Chav Gimel Amud Beis says that in our Mishnah there's no psul, because we find in Reb Shimon there's no psul. Says Reb Kivei Kvi Mechalek. In the case of Reb Shimon, it's a miut in the korban. Mashaykin over here, it's only in Ismait on chalokim, which are matirin, and therefore the miut could be only on the chalois pigul of koris. But it could be that there is a psul of pigul, and it's not like shitas Reb Shimon. This is mamish, like the svar which we find mefurish in the Rishonim and the Rashi Mishnah on the Pirush in Torah's Koyani. So it comes out to me, Mesakim, to conclude Bekitza, what we just discussed, that the Be'emes, the three shittas over here in the Rishonim and Achrinim, in the Gede of the Miut of Dovor She'in Le'imatirin, does not have a partial pigle. The most kuladigger shitta is the Rivah, which is quoted in the Rashi Mishnah in Torah's Koyani, Mishim the Balei HaTosfos, the Rivah. He holds that the whole Mishnah, even the koimetz and the dam, which belong to a chelik of the korban, which the korban is possible, but the koimetz, since it's a dovor, she'ein lo matirin, he itself is the matir, does not even have a psul of pigul, and he's, even though he doesn't have a din mukta, you can't be maktit, and like the Gemara says later on, we need a din of poka piguloi in order to be male, if yeidu yalu, but al koponim, there's no psul enough to go and get malchus for psul amikdoshim, because the psul of pigul, which is chal, is not chal on the chilek, even on the koimetz and the dam. And we said that the Mishnah Lemelech learns that this is also the shita of Tosfos in Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The other kitzei, the meidoch gisa, the other side, we find the most chumer digadeya is the chumer digadeya of the Rash Mishans, and he holds, Reb Kivei Eiger says this for himself, that in our Mishnah, even Milchas Koyanim and Milchas Koyim Moshiach have a psul of pigul, and the miut is only a miut in koris. And the shita in between is what the Keren Oira and other achrinim, they say in Shittas HaTosfos, in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that only the chalokim of the korban, which are matirin, they still have a psul, and they don't have a chalois of koris. Mashenke minchas koyanim, which the korban does not have at all, a chelek hanita, over there, there's no psul pigul also, and then this chaluk in the Mishnah, if there's a psul pigul or not, this will depend. If some chelik of the korban is a nitter, then the rest of the korban is also got a psul of pigul, since it belongs to a korban pigul. Masha'in kein in the Michas Koyanim, they don't have any psul pigul at all, like Tosfos says in Chav Gimel Amud Beis. This is the middle shitta, which the Achrinim want to say in Shittas HaTosfos. Moving further on in the sugya, Tosfos in the Ramaschil Akumet brings down a very famous question from Rashi. In Menoches Daf Yudalet, Rashi asks on the Mishnah, why do we have to have a mute telling us that the Koimet, someone who eats the Koimet, is not Chayiv Kores? L'chayir, because the Koimet is a Dovah She'ein Le'matirin, the Koimet itself is Le'matirin. L'chayir, typically, if someone eats the Koimet, then there's no pigle going to be Chal, because there's no Atzor as possible. The klal is in all over, we know the din, there has to be koiv hamatik mitzvosri, there has to be hakrova of all the chalokim of the korban, besides the psul of pigul, and if there's no koiv hamatik mitzvosri, there's not going to be any chalois pigul, so since he ate the koimetz, there's no ichatimtza, that there's going to be aktor of the koimetz, kedin hamamela, there's going to be no chalois pigul anyway, why do we need a new mute telling us there's no chiv koris because the koimetz is a mati? Tosfos brings down from Rashi, the Rashi answers that the Chetimtza, which we're talking in our Mishnah, is someone who ate the Koimetz after was ready Hutzas Ha'oi Beruboi, the Kiyum Aktorah is ready Michal enough to be Matzah Shirayim. Chidush Rashi says it's Toilon Ruboi, which is a discussion by Emes in the Gemara Menochis. So Rashi says, Al Kaponim, we're talking about a case where someone ate the Koimetz after was ready Chal the Aktorah enough that the Shirayim should be Mutter. Amameila mitzad aloche of koiv amatik mitzvosri, we already have a kium aktore, and in this case, be'emes, he should be chayiv koris, and on that says the Mishnah, that since the koimetz is a mati, Mameila is not going to be chayiv koris if he eats the koimetz. Tosfos asks, that if we're talking about a case where the koimetz has already had an aktore, hutzas oi beruboi, the chayidus is very schwer because the gemara's mavur later on, that's going to be pokapiguloi, koimetz pigul shehelo agabim is beach, especially by Meshila Soi Beruboi, it's going to be Poka Piguloi. Memeila, there's no Ichatimtza to go and have a case of Pigle, if not for the fact that the Koimetz is a Mati. Now, to answer this Kash of Tosfos, a very strong question on Rashi, Tosfos himself continues on, and tries to say a Teretz, and then he asks, that Rashi himself is not Mashma, that we're talking about a case where the Chilek is never on the Mizbeach, Rashi's Mashma in every single case is always going to be a Poka Piguloi. But the Achrinim, we find this in many achrin in the Medayik Shitas Rashi, later on in Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and it's starting from Agoyes HaBach, already on Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Beis, so to the Bikas HaZevach over there, and the Keren Uyre by us, he says this is the Shitas Rashi, the Choy Knossan brings down in the Sefer also, from the Korban Aaron on his Pirish and Torias Kerenim, they all say, that it's Meduyak in the Loshon of Rashi later on in Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that even though there's aloche in the sugya of poka piguloi, which we're going to be learning soon in Daf Mem Gimel, Ulus Chiddush, that akumitz pigul shehelo ala mizbeach is poka piguloi, they say that Rashi holds that this poka piguloi is only benegea, the aloche which is mentioned later on in the Gemara, that im yeudu yalu. But benegea the isa achila, that if someone eats a chelek of the korban, which is pigul, even though it's helo al gabe ha mizbeach, on the poka the pigul, but it wasn't mafkia the chuyvas koris legaba the isa achila. And if he eats this chelik of the korban, even though it's poka enough that im yedu yalu became lachmish on mizbeach, but it's not enough to go and say that the person is not going to be chayiv koris, and there's still an isa achila and a chuyvas koris, and memela is still megea even after hutra saoi beruboi, where there's aktoria and there's a poka piguloi. Afal Pikain, there's still a chidush in our Mishnah that the Koimetz is not going to be chayiv koris because the poka piguloi is not going to work to patter this person from koris and he needs a new tool because the Koimetz is a mati. This is how the Achrinim say is meduyek in Shitas Rashi, even though it's not agreed upon, the Tzin Kodshim and Chiknosan himself has a different pshat in Rashi, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. But these Achrinim are medayek that Rashi, when he discusses the din of poka piguloi, he says that the din is only benegea, the din of yeudu yalu. Mashein kein the din, which we find it on in the Gemara over there, that is the din of poka, the is of noisar, and the is of tumah. On that, Rashi says, is negea to the isa achila. But it's meduyek that the din of pigul is not poka, legaba the isa achila, and memela says the bach, that with this we can answer Tosfos, even though the Bach is interesting, he doesn't mention at all Rashi's Kasha and Tosfos' discussion on this point. He says everything himself, that this is Shitas Rashi, that the din of Poka Piguloi is only Benegea, the din of Yedu Yalu, but it's still a Issa Achila, and therefore Koimetz is Negea in our Mishnah to tell us that the Koimetz, even after the Aktore, has no din Pigul only because he's a Mati. Now, Be'emes, if you look at the Loshana Tosfos, We see that Tosis Bemis is Miramis, he hints to this Mahalach in Rashi, and he says he can't answer like this, this Kasha which Tosis asks, that when it's Hutzas Oi Beruba, it's ready Poka Piguloi. Tosis says that it's Mavu in the Gemara, that's Poka Piguloi, that I'm Yehudu Yalu, but Tosis Adzon, Vahu Adin, Afila Meachila, Kidemashma, Bekrisis, Peruk Omriloi, Increases, Daf Yudalad Omadalef. I mean, Tosis is mentioning to say that you cannot answer Rashi by saying that the Poka Piguloi is only Benegea the Aloch of Yehudu Yalu, because it's Mavua and Krisis in Daf Yudalid that this din is also Benegea the Issa Achila, and Mamela, since the Poka Piguloi is even the Gabba the Issa Achila, there's still no difference for the Aloch of the Kremitz, that there's no chorus because it's a Mati, because anyway there's not going to be any chorus because of Poka Piguloi. Now Tosis quotes this Gemara in Krisis. Tosis doesn't elaborate and explain where his Raya is over there, the Gemara. But Achrinim say, the Achiezer, and Chilek Beis, and Chavov, Oistes, and others, they say that Tosis Raya is from the Gemara over there, who's discussing the din of having a Chila of a Koim, of a Eva Echod, of one Kezayis, that you should be over many different Isurim, and the Gemara discusses different cases, how you can have a Oichel Achila Achas, and you should be Chayiv many Chatois. The Gemara says the case should be if he ate a korban, a kezayis of a korban, which is pigul and also noisor. Says the Gemara, this is not possible because pigul and noisor can never be found on one chilek of the korban, because the second something becomes pigul, then noisor is not going to be chal, either because inis a chalalisa, or because like Rashi over there is mashma, that the noisor cannot be chal because it doesn't have any zman anymore. Noisor is only if it's over zmanoi, since the korban became possible, there's no zman anymore. Al Kapon in the Gemara says that if the korban is a korban of pigul, there cannot be any chalois of noisor. And the Gemara over there discusses that maybe this is a case where you male, where someone should go and be male the koimetz onto the mizbeach, and then it's poka piguloi, and then the noisel should be able to be chal. Says the Gemara that if it's poka piguloi, then the noisel is going to be chal, and it's only going to be noisel, and not going to be any pigul, and memela, there's no ichetimtza that you can have a case of pigul and noisel together. Now, says the Reb Chaim Oizer explains that Tosfos means to ask, that if we're going to say that there's a case of poka piguloi and still retains the issa achila that you're going to be chayiv koris, then why does the Gemara over there say that if you're going to be male the koimetz on the mizbeach, it's poka piguloi, then you only have noiso and you don't have any chayivas koris for pigul? L'chayir, the poka piguloi only works for Yehudu Yalu, but does not work benegea the din achila chayivas koris or pigul, and therefore still we have a yichatimtza where there could be a koris and a koris for pigul, and also a koris for noisa. From here, Tosis is machiach that the din of poka pigulo is also benigea the koris of pigul, and therefore we can never find a koris of pigul and noisa together. This is how Reb Chaim Oizer explains, even though the Oilat Shleimer says a different pshat from the Gemara over there, but Reb Chaim Oizer says that this is the only raya muchrachas that there's no chiyuv koris after the poka piguloi, and not like the mashmoris of Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And Reb Chaim Oizer is ma'irich to be miyashiv, how does Rashi answer the Gemara increases if we hold that Be'emes poka piguloi does not work benegea the chivas pigul? Al Kaponim is the Yisaitistiger, Machlikus, Rashi, and Tosfos, if the din of poka piguloi, which we're going to be learning later on in Daf Mem Gimel, is it only benegea the aloha of Yehudu Yalu, which is mentioned in the Gemara over here by us in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, or it's also benegea the hafkor to be mafkia the chalois koris of pigul, that if you eat it, you're not going to be chayiv koris, and Tosfos it has a lechiyah mafush gemara increases, and Rashi is mashma, saying many achrinim, that the din of poka piguloi is not benegea the koris of pigul, and it's still going to be a chayivas koris, and memela, this is what Rashi answers to go and say why we still need a miut, that koimetz does not have any koris because he's a mati. Tosfos continues on to explain Shitas Rashi at the beginning, that the case which Rashi could mean that there's a hutzas oi beruboi, and therefore there's a koriv hamatik mitzvosoi, and afal pikein, even so, there's no din of poka piguloi. Says Tosfos, this could be in a case where he only was male, he only put onto the mizbeach a chilek of the koimetz, but the other chilek of the koimetz he left on the floor, and memela, since he was a male, he didn't lechatchile, he'll never was any halor to this koimetz which was on the floor, then there's no din of pokapiguloi, even when it's hutzas oibu ruboi on the chelik which is on the mizbeach. This does not work to give a din aktorah to the chelik which is on the floor, and mamela is no pokapiguloi to that chelik, and mamela if you eat it, you're still going to be chayiv, if not for the fact that the koimetz is a matit. Mamela, this should be the yishuv to shitas Rashi. All the mefalshim on Tosfos, they're all matmiya, they all ask that Tosfos l'chayah is very hard to understand the poshet cheshbon to how Tosfos understood to answer shitas Rashi. The Tzoyin Kodshim, the Panamiris, the Chiknoson, so to the Keren Oyer and others, they all ask that l'chayah, if Tosfos says that the haktorah which is going on the chelik which is on the mizbeach does not work for the chelik which is on the floor, because you're never male, you're never lechatchila, put the chelik which is on the floor onto the mizbeach, therefore the aktorah cannot work on the chelik which is on the floor, then the chayur Rashi's kasha is back shver again. He returns, Rashi's kasha comes back. Because Rashi's question was in Menachis, that there's a din of koiv hamatik mitzvosoi, we have to be makti the whole koimetz. Now the halacha is mefurish in the Gemara in Menachis, that chov zayin omed aleph, that koimetz, mi'utoi ma'akei vesruboi. Any bit of the koimetz, if the koimetz became a chosar, any chelik of the koimetz which was nechsar after the kmitza is ma'akev in the aktorah, even if you have ruvs of the koimetz, lefoneinu, I will makte the ruv of the koimetz, but any chelik of the koimetz, mi'utoi ma'akei vesruboi. Memeila, if in this case, the aktorah which we're doing on the mizbeach is not working at all for the chelik on the floor, and therefore there's no pokapiguloi for that chelik, then why is there any aktorah going to be chal bichlal to call the koiv hamatik mitzvosoi? The chelik which is on the floor, which this person went ahead and ate, never had any aktorah. So mamela, this is back into the klal of a klimetz mi'utoim akev esruboi, that there was no aktorah we had done, even though the chelik on the mizbeach had aktorah, but it's missing the chelik which he ate, which was never had aktorah. Just like it didn't have any aktorah and it wasn't enough to make a pokapiguloi, so too there's no aktorah, and mamela there's no koiv hamatik mitzvosoi. How has Tosfos answered this kasha according to this mahalach that there's a chilik on the floor which didn't have any aktorah? The Tzikotchim and the Chiknoson, they say that mavur l'chayr in Tosfos, that even though the aktorah, Tosfos says, does not work for the chilik which is on the floor, since he never l'chatchila brought him onto the mizbeach, but afal pikein, this is only benegea the aloha pokapiguloi. Benegea the aloha pokapiguloi, Tosfos says a svara, the aktorah didn't work for the chilek which is on the floor. But the din aktorah which is needed to korev amatik mitzvosoi, to be mati, the shirayim of the menoch, of the mincha, ba'achila, to go and have aloha of arzoas kosher, this aktorah which is done on the chilek on the mizbeach, works even for the chilek which is on the floor enough to be called a koriv hamatik mitzvosoi. And there's no din poka biguloi, but there's a din of koriv hamatik mitzvosoi that the aktori al koponim is chal, that is enough to go me matter the shirayim. Now it's a very hard chiluk to understand, and they ask themselves that lechirah, if we're going to say that the aktori which was doing on the mizbeach is be'emes enough to say that it's aktorik shiro, and we look at the chiluk on the floor that it also has the aktorah, and mamela it's not ma'akiv es ruboi, why should there not be a din of pokapiguloi? The aloha of aktorah is that the aktorah makes a lachmi shel mizbeach, and there's a din of pokapiguloi, like the Gemara says. How can we say that it's enough to make a aktorah to koriv amatik mitzvosoi, but it's not enough of aktorah for have a pokapiguloi? What is this chiluk? Why, how can we understand to make such a kind of chiluk to go and say this is what Tosfos meant? Al kaponim, this is how the Tzin Kodshim and the Chiknoson explain the Tosfos, that Tosfos means to be mechalek between the aktorah of a pokapiguloi, which is not chal on the chiluk which is on the floor, mashainkin, the aktorah's ksheir, the aktorah to be matan shirayim, is chal even on the chiluk on the floor. But be'emes, we find this Tosfos, was very ma'irich over here by us in Shitas Rashi, increases that Yudala Domad Aleph, Tosfos is much shorter Tosfos, but Tosfos over there also says this Teretz Biktzoro, that this is the Chatimtza according to Rashi, that only a chelek was on the Mizbeach. And over there, the Shittim Kubetzes, in Ois Chavov, increases that Yudala Domad Aleph, he asks this question, that since the chilek which is on the floor does not have a haktorah, then l'chayyur we have a klal om yutoy me'akiv es rubay. Hamamela we don't have any haktorah at all. How can it be a kiyum of korev hamatik mitzvosi? Says the shittim ukebetz, it's a big chidush. That since there's haktorah done of a kizayis of the koimetz, at least the kizayis of the koimetz had the haktorah k'shira. If not for the pigle, there was a haktorah done to the kizayis of the koimetz on the mizbeach. This is enough to be matted the shirayim ba'achila and enough to be called a korev hamatik mitzvosi, even though a chilek is still on the floor. Now, be'emes, we said that l'chiria this is a tamer because it's neged the gemara menochis nafchav zayin amad aleph. The gemara says mufurish that a koimetz mi'utoim akev es rubay. And since there's no haktorah being done for the chilek which is on the floor, how's it enough to have a haktorah of a kezayis? What does a kezayis help me? There's still a koimetz chosar. The haktorah was chosar because koimetz mi'utoim akev es rubay. How can the shittim ukebetz say that because there's a haktorah of a kezayis, this is enough for the kiyum din of korev hamatik mitzvosi? Says the Mikdash David in Simen Zayin Sivkotn Dalid that it's mavur in our Tosfos a big chidush in the havana of the Gemara in Menachos on miyutoy me'akiv es rubay. The Mikdash David doesn't bring down the shittim ukebetzes, which we said is mavur as a, but the Mikdash David himself says that Tosfos holds that haktorah of a kezayis is also enough for the din of korev hamatik mitzvosi. And explains the Mikdash David that Tosfos must hold that this halacha of miyutoy me'akiv es rubay is not like we understood till now, that there's halacha we have to be maktir bepoil, actual haktorah of the whole koimetz, in order to be matir the shirayim ba'achila. Says the Mikdash David, this is not pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos learns that the Gemara just means that if any chelik of the koimetz, any part of the koimetz, is going to be missing before the haktorah started, then we're going to have a halacha of a psul, of a koimetz chosar. This itself is going to passel the haktorah, and any haktorah done afterwards is going to be a kiyum haktorah on a koimetz chosar, and a koimetz chosar is mi'utoy me'akev es rubay. On this psul of chosar, says the Gemara, any part of the koimetz which is missing is going to be a koimetz chosar. But in a case where the koimetz is not chosar, the koimetz is all lying in front of us in the kli, like it's supposed to be. But the koyan has not yet been makted the whole koimetz. He's only been makted a kezayis of the koimetz. Then be'emesis is enough to be called a haktorah, to be matted the shirayim ba'achila. The rest of the koimetz has to have a haktorah, like we find that some hazois by korbonos earlier in the perik, on non ma'akiv, there's a din gimul chatois, the gimul matonos shebechatos, these are only matonos l'chatchila that you have to be done, but not ma'akiv. So too the claimants also, only the first kezayis is ma'akiv in the ikka, haritzor, and after the aktoris kezayis, we may go ahead and go eat the shirayim, and there's a din of korev hamatik mitzvosoi. The halacha of miyutoy me'akiv es rubay is only if part of the koimetz is missing before the haktorah started, and this is called the koimetz chosar, and on that says the Gemara, miyutoy, any chelik, any part of the koimetz missing is enough to go and say that this koimetz became possible and the koimetz is the koimetz chosar. But if the whole koimetz is in front of us, like in our Gemara, and part of it had a haktorah, on that even haktorah of a kezayis, which is a shiur haktorah, is enough to be matir the shirayim ba'achila and to be called a korev hamatik mitzvosi. This says Mikdash Tovis is shitas ha'tesves in this halacha miyutoy me'akiv es rubay, and be'emes is mavur hazeh in the shittim ukebetzes a big chidush l'chiyah in the halacha in the Gemara Menachos, that be'emes there's no din, there is no necessity to be makiv and be makti the whole koimetz in order to be matir the shirayim. And Mamela says tesves by us, even though there's no poka piguloi, because there's no aktorah at all being chal on the chilek which is on the floor, but there's still a din of korev hamatik mitzvosoi, since part of the koimetz had the aktorah. Now, be'emes, the Mikdash Tovis himself points out that even though Tosfos by us is mavua like this, l'chirah, but other Tosfos in the Shas is mefurish that the din of aktorah is amchayev, necessitates us to go and be makti the whole koimetz, says Tosfos in Menachos, daf tet zayin amud aleph, that if a haktorah of a chatzi koimetz is like a chatzi mati, Tosfos says maybe it's even like a chatzi avoido, but Tosfos is mefurish in Menachos tezayin amud aleph that there's a din you have to be makti the whole koimetz and not like Tosfos says by us. And be'emes, l'chayra, there's a few kashis On this yisoid of the Mikdash David from our Tosfos, that the din om yutri me'akiv es ruba is only a din in koimetz chosa if it's missing, but not in the actual aktorah. There's a gemara in Menachos Chavav and Midbeis. The gemara says that if someone takes the koimetz and he's hikti koimetz paramayim, he takes the koimetz and he doesn't do aktorah in one go. He does two aktorahs to the same koimetz. The gemara discusses over there, and the maskona of gemara is hikte koimetz paramayim kshiro. It's not called a koimetz which is mutim akiv esrubay, even though he did the aktorah in two parts. Now, according to the Mikdash David and our Tosfos, there's no din b'chlal. You have to be makti the whole koimetz. The whole halacha is that you have to be makti a kezayis without any chelik being chosar before the aktorah of this kezayis. Then the whole gemara over there is very hard to understand what should be the problem at all of hikti koimetz pamayim. We don't have to have at all the second aktorah if you're already makti a kezayis when nothing is missing. And the shash increases that you dalad amad aleph, he bemes points out from this Gemara Menachos Chavav Amud Beis, from Hikte Koimetz Pamayim Kshero, that it's mefurish that the din of Miyuto Yim Ya'akiv Es Ruboi is a halacha in actual aktorah, and not just in the din of Koimetz Chosa, like the Mikdash David wants to learn, says Pshat Lemaisa in our Tosfos. So too, there's a kasha also for the Gemara later on, in Kuf Tes Amud Beis, by the halacha of aktorah Chutz. It's also mashma in the Gemara that there's a din that you have to be makti the whole koimetz and mamela the chutz also. If you're going to be makti b'chutz, you're only chayev be'emes if not for the svaris of matirin. You're only going to be chayev b'chutz only if you makti the whole koimetz. According to the Mikdash David, even if you makti kazayis, you should be chayev b'chutz because this maisa aktorah is enough to be makti the shirayim. Al-Koponim, even though the Mikdash Tovis says that this is a pshat in our Tosfos, and Zechir Mefurish like this in the Shittim Kubetzes, but Lechir, this is there's kashas on this Yisoid from a few places in Shas, that Lechir is Mavur, that the din of Miyuto Yime'akev Yisruboi is a din in the Ika'ak Torah, and not just a din in the Koimetz Chosa, and until he's Makti, Bepoil, actual Aktorah of the whole Koimetz, there's no heter to eat the shirayim, and Mamela have to understand our Tosfos that Tosfos L'chirim Mavua, like the Mikdash Tovis says, that this din is only a din in Koimetz Chosa. Kaponim says, say this nigga Tosfos, however we go, that there's a din, that there's a heter already on the aktorah of a kezayis, L'chirim enough to make a korev amati k'mitzvosi. Moving further on in the sugya, one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah, that there's no din pigul because the dovah she'ein lo'i matirin is the levoina, a chilik of the mincha. The levoina also does not have anything which is matir, the levoina, and therefore says the Mishnah that levoina, dovah she'ein lo'i matirin is, has a locha that's ein lo'i pigul. Tosfos in the Ramaschir of a levoina asks that lechoyah the levoina, even if it doesn't have any matirin or navidas hamizbeach, but lechoyah the locha is that the din of Haktorias HaLevoino cannot be done before the Avodas HaKmitzah. The Levoino also needs to have the Kmitzah, the Avoida of the Kmitzah, of the Soiles, and therefore if you do the Haktoria of the Levoino before the Kmitzah, it's not going to be Chal, it's not going to be Kosher. Memele Lechoy Levoino does have a Nitter of the Avodas HaKmitzah, is Mate the Haktorias HaLevoino. So why does the Mishnah say that the Levoino is a Dovah, She'in Lo'i Matirin? And Tosfos answers two tirutzim. The first tirut says Tosfos, the Enchanami, the Levoino Be'emes has a nitter of the Maisa Avodas HaKmitzah, but at the end of the day, it is not Dumya de Shlomim. The Gemara said later on, Pigel is only on something which is like Shlomim, where the Torah puts down the parasha of Pigel by the Korban Shlomim, and since at the end of the day, the Levoino is also Mati Achirim, even though the Levoino is also a nitter, but since it has a Shem Matir, that itself is enough that he's not like a Shlomim, and Mamela, he doesn't have any Din Pigel Chidush, that even though something is a Nitter, but if something is also a Matir, does not have any Pigel. Says Tosfos, according to this, even though we find that the Imurim, L'chayla, should be called a Matir on the Bosa, because the Halacha is that until the Aktoras Imurim, you're not allowed to eat the Bosa, Afal Pikein, says Tosfos, Bal Kolchoch, the Imurim does not have a Shem Matir on the Bosa, because if it would, there wouldn't be any Pigel, even though the Imurim are Nitorim, through the Avidas Hadam, but if the Imurim have a Matir, it's also not Dumi Dishlomim, like the Levoino. Memeila says, Tosfos Bal Kolchoch, The imuim does not have a toyas mati, because if you're missing the imuim, if they get lost, then we're allowed to eat the basar. Therefore, it's not enough to be called the imuim a toyas mati. And amela, there's a chalois pigel chal on the imuim, because they're nitter through the avidas hadam. Another teretz says toyas by levoino, that the levoino is not called a nitter because the avidas hakmitza is not avidas hamizbeach. And we need, for the din of Dovah Sheish Lematirin, a halacha of a matir of Avidas HaMizbeach. Now the Rambam, in Hilchas Psula Mikdosh in Perik Yud Ches Halacha Zayin, when he discusses what is halokim of the korban, which halokim are called matirin, and which halokim are called nitorim, says the Rambam, the dam is a matir because it's matir the imurim. And so too, says the Rambam, the imurim are also called matirin, because they are mati, the bosa la adam, because we're not allowed to eat the bosa until the imurim have aktore. So it's mefurish in the Rambam that imurim are called matirin. Says the Mishnah Melech, he asks on this Rambam, how could the Rambam say that imurim are called a matirin? Tosfos by us says that the imurim, if they'll be matirin, they will not have any pigel, because they're not dumya dishlamim, even though the imurim are nitorim through the dam. But if it has a Shem Matir, it's also enough, just like Levoino, that it does not have any more a Chalois or Pigel, and Memela, the Imurim, which is Mefurish all over, that they have a Dim Pigel, how can the Rambam say that the Imurim have a Toyas Matir? Now, Be'emes, the stipler in his Kelis Yaakov Zvochim Simen Lamed, points out that L'chayr, the Kasha, which the Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam, from our Tosfos, is not so shver, because Tosfos by us does not say this hanocha as a definite point that the imurim cannot have a toyas mati, because otherwise they won't have any din pigel. Tosfos has a kasha from Levoino, and Tosfos asks that l'chayla l'levoino has a nitter, and Tosfos who's michiach says it in the first teretz that the Levoino itself, since it's a mati, is also enough to say that shum bichal l'chalois pigel, and because of this hanocha in this teretz, says Tosfos that the imurim bal kochoch also are not called matirin, because if they would be called matirin, there won't be any chalois pigel on the imurim. But Tosfos in the second teretz has a different answer why the levoino does not have a dim pigel, because the avidas hakmitza is not an avidas hamizbeach, and therefore it's a dovor she'in lo imatirin. Memela, this is the reason why the levoino does not have any pigel, and according to this teretz of Tosfos, then there's no harichocha, there's no proof anymore for this yisoid, that if something has also a toyas mati, there's no dim pigel. Mamela, if we say that the Rambam holds like Tosfos in the second teretz, then there's no ichocha to say that the imurim do not have a toyas mati, and loilom, the Rambam which says that the imurim are matirin for the basar, in the case where the imurim are around, where mchuyu to be makte the imurim, before we are allowed to eat the basar, then memes is not shver to say that they have a dim mati, because Tosfos only said that he didn't have a dimati only in the first teretz, but according to the second teretz, which the Rambam can learn in the second teretz of Tosfos, the imurim be'emes do not have a toyas mati. Well, koponim, we learned that he said the sigma chlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam, whether something which has a toyas mati, even though it is also a nitar, does the toyas mati sheboy, because he has a shem mati, is this enough of a reason to say that he's not dumyo dishlomim, to say that he doesn't have any chalois pigel? Tosfos in the first teretz al koponim holds that anything which is a mati, even though it's also a nitar, cannot have a dim pigel. Mashenkin and Rambam is mefurish by imurim, that even though the imurim have a din mati, afal pikein, since they're nitorian through the dam, they have a dim pigel. The Biskerov over here explains that we can say, and we can be mazbi, this machloikas Tosfos and Rambam, that be'emes, it's a very yesodus thing in machlokes, in the Iker halacha, which we learn out of the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Dalet, that dovor she'in lo matirin is nismayit, is not included in the parashas pigel, because he's not dumya dishlomim. In Tosfos is mavur, that this halacha is the alfusa, that we have to be dumya, you have to be like the korban of shlomim, just like Reb Shimon holds, that we have to be like the korban of shlomim, that korban shlomim is a korban chitzoino, and therefore chatos chitzoino as pigel, la'afuka chatos pnimis. So too the Rabbanon hold that you have to be dumi di shlomim, that it's a korban sheyesh loy matirim v'nitorim, and only on the chilek and nitter is chal chalois pigel. Anything which is not like the Kol Min Shlomim is a Gzeis HaKosuv, it's Nismai, it does not include, it's not included in the Parsha of Pigul. And Mamela says Tosfos in the first Teretz that we just said, even though there's Chalokim in the Korban which are Nitorim, they do have Matirin, L'moshud L'levoino has a Mati of the Kmitza, the Imurim have a Mati of the Zrika, Afal Pikein, if we'll have a Toyas Mati on something else, this itself is enough to say that he's not Dumi Dishlomim, and Mamela, he's not Nichlal in the Parsha of Pigul. But says the Biskirov, and the Biskirov says this B'Ktzora, in his Sefer, Chidushi Mori, is Aliv al Rambam in Hilchus Me'ila, that if we look at the Lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchus Psula Mikdoshim Perik Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, the Rambam, when he brings down this Halacha of Dumya Dishlomim, he does not say that it is Stama Tnai and a Yalfusa, that it has to be similar to the Korban of Shlomim in order to be included in the Parsha of Pigul. The Rambam is Mavua, says that this Halacha of Dumya Dishlomim tells us that the inherent working of the Chalois Pigul is Chal through the Matirin. This is how the Chalois Pigul works. This is the inherent workings of the Korban of the Chalois Pigul that the Matirin are Mefagel, the Nitorin. Therefore, any Chilek which is a Nitar in the Korban becomes Pigul through the Chilek which is the Matir. This is the working of how the Chalois Pigul is Chal in the Korban, the Matirin are Mefagel, the Nitorin. And this is the halacha that something has to have. A nita is not just exists at Kosovo, like Tosfos learns, that it's a tnai and a alfusa that has to be similar to the Korban of Shlomim. No, this is much more than that. This, we learn out from the Parsha of Shlomim, which has Matirim and Nitorim, that this is how the Chalois Pigul works. The Chalois Pigul is chal, just like a Hatzoas Kosher is chal, that the Matir gives a Hatzoas Kosher to the Chilek HaNitar. So too, by a Tzoras Posel, by a Chalois Pigul, the Mati is what's Mechal, a Chalois Pigul, on the Nitar. And therefore, if it doesn't have a Mati, there's nothing here to go and be Mati it, in the case of a Tzoras Kosher. So too, by Pigul, there's nothing over here to be Mechal, a Chalois Pigul on him, because the Nitar, this is how Pigul works. Pigul, it works, that's Nispagel Alidei Matirov. The Mati is Mefagel the Nitar. And if something does not have any Mati, cannot become Pigul because he doesn't have anything to make him Pigul. How the Chalois Pigul works is missing since he doesn't have any Mati. Mamela says in Biskirov, according to this Havona, that it's not Stami Alfusa Tanai that has to be similar to Shlomim, which is a Nitar, not a Mati. There's no Mokrim Bichlal, there's no place for the Rambam to hold like Tosfos in the first Teretz. Because if the Levoino has a Toyas Nitar through the Kmitza, then we wouldn't care if the Levoino is also called a Mati. Because only Tosfos who learns that the Alfusa over here is a Halacha that has to be similar to the Shlomim can say that since it's also a Mati, is missing in the fact that it's not Dumi the Shlomim because Shlomim is only a Nitar. Memela, the Levoino, even though it is a Nitar, but since it is also a Mati, is missing in this Tanai that has to be Dumya Dishlomim. But the Rambam, like we explained, does not learn at all that the Yafusa is, has to be Dumya Dishlomim. The Rambam's halacha is that the reason why we need something to have a Mati is because the Chalois Pigul is Chal, that the Mati is Mefagel the Nitar. So if the Levoino is a Nitar through the Kmitza, we won't care at all if the Levoino is also a Mati on something else. Because the Levoino can be Chal, a Chalois Pigul on the Levoino through the matter of the Kmitza. It's Bal Kochach Tosfos has to hold that the Avodas HaKmitza is not enough of a matter, like Tosfos Teret, in the second Teret, we need Avodas HaMizbeach. And Memele, who are the Imurim, we don't care Bichlal, that the Imurim are Mati the Bosso. Because as long as the Imurim have a Nitar of the Zrika, there's a way for the Chalois Pigul to be Chal through the Matirin, because this is the Ika Halacha which we learn out, that we need to have a Mati in order the Chalois Pigul should be Chal from the Mati onto the Nitar, and if any case something is a Nitar, this is enough. We don't care Bichlal that is a Mati. And only Tosfos who holds that the Yafusa is has to be similar to Shlomim, says Tosfos in the first Teretz, that if it's a Mati also, this is also a problem since it's not Dumi the Shlomim. Al Kaponim is a very Yesedus figure, Machloikes, in the Ika Havona, in the whole Sugi over here, what is this Halacha that something has to have a Mati? And it has to be a Shem Nitar. Tosfos learns the din is that it's a dumi de shlomim, we have to be similar to shlomim, and Tosfos has even a tzad to say that even though it's a nitar, if it's also a matter, it's a problem, it's not dumi de shlomim. Mashenkin and Rambam learns the reason why something has to be a nitar is because the chalos pigul is chal through the material, the matter is what's mafagel the nitar, and if something is missing in the nitar, mamela, there's no way the pigul can be chal. And the fact that it should be also a mati, this doesn't make any problem to the chalos pigul as long as he has a mati, because the din is that the nitorin on nispagel alidei matirov, like the Biskirov explains in his sefer Nichos Meila. This is a Yisoidus thing machlik is an Ika Avona in this halacha of Dovo she'ein loy matirin, ein loy chayovin olo mishum pigul. Moving further on into the sugya, the Gemara brings down the din of Ula. Oma Ula, Kemitz Pigul, Shehelo, Yagaba Yamizbeach, Poka Pigulo Mimenu, and the Gemara explains, Hochiko Omaim, Eino Miskabel, Heich Mevi Achim Lidei Pigul. Rashi, and more so in the Shittim Ukubetzes, over here on Ois Yud Zayin, explains that the Svar of Ula is that if we're going to say that the Pigul stays on the Kemitz and it's a Posala Akrova, then we're not going to be able to have any pigul at all, not just in the koymetz, but in the whole korban, because we know that halacha is karatzoas kosher, kachatzoas posel. We need to have a kovu, kol material, we need to have a krova of the whole haktorah. And if we're going to say the pigul stayed, and there's no haktorah hamiskabeles, then there's not going to be a din of kovu, kol material, of a mela. There's no way there's going to be a pigul in the korban, in the mincha. So from here, Ula is meichiach, that it has to be a poka piguloi. This, the pigul has to be mafkia, his poka goes away, and there's no din pigul over here, and mamela, the aktora, is aktora miskabeles, enough to go and make a din of kovu kol matiru. Tosfos in Me'ila daf Daled Amud Aleph elaborates even more, mazbe, the svara of Ula, because we need the halacha of kovu kol matiru, ka'atzoas kosher, ka'atzoas posel. Now the Gemara explains that the din of Ula is not just telling us a lomdus, there's an afkemin also la halacha, and the Gemara asks, what is this afkemin of Ula that is poka piguloi? Because l'chayyur, the koymetz explains the Gemara, anyway there's no chorus, the koymetz is a mati, and the Gemara in the end, the maskona comes to, and explains that the afkemin la halacha of this din of Ula that is poka piguloi is for the halacha of yeudu yalu, if they went off the mizbeach, after mishilas or there's halacha, even though normally we would not be male psulim onto the mizbeach, but over here, since it's moshle b'yohor, then it's yalu, and the Gemara explains, the chiddush of Ula by us, it's even a koymetz to mifras, it's also chale aktore of yedu yalu enough, even on the chelek, which is on the floor. Now, our Gemara by us is mavua, one different, one nafkemina la halacha of the din of Ula or poka piguloi, which is for the halacha of yedu yalu. But we mentioned earlier, the Gemara increases that Yudalid Amud Aleph says that the halacha of Ula of Poka Piguloi is negeya for other chalokim in the korban. If someone eats a chelek of the korban which had a haktori on the mizbeach, even though there's a korban of pigul, but if you eat it, you're not going to be chayiv koris. We know the halacha is that achilas pigul is one of the krisis. Afal pikein, even so, if it's chelek of this korban pigul was helo al gabi hamizbeach, we use the halacha of Ula, of Poka Piguloi, that is not going to be a chivas chorus, like we explained above, the pashtus of the Gemara increases Yudalad Omadalef, and earlier we explained if Rashi agrees to this halacha, but Kaponis, the pashtus of the Gemara increases, that is definitely a darga of afkor of pigul in the Issa Achila of pigul also. The Gemara says by us that for the koimetz it's non igea, so that by us the Gemara says one difference for the halacha of Yehudu Yalu, and another nafkemina we find in the Gemara increases, Yudalad Amud Aleph, that the din of Ula is negeya for the din to mafkia the Issa Achila of Pigul. Now Pashtus, these two halachas which we find in the Shas, are totally on one big din of Ula of Poka Piguloi. Ula said a chidush that the Aktorah is mafkia the Pigul, and from here there's two consequences. One of them is halacha of Yehudu Yalu, and another halacha is that there's no Issa Achila if he eats this chelek which was Helo Agabi HaMizbeach. But says the Mishnah Melech, in Psula HaMikdosh, in Peir Gimel HaLoche Ches, that L'chuyah the Rambam has a different Havona, a different understanding in the whole Halocha of Ula or Poka Piguloi, Legabe the Din of Yehudu Yalu, which is mentioned in our Sugya. Because the Rambam paskins La Halocha these two dinim, That is a poka piguloi benegea the aloch of Yehudu Yalu, which you mentioned in our sugya, and even on the Kremitz also, even though it's a mifras, but it's chal a din of Yehudu Yalu on all the chalokim, all the parts of the Kremitz. This aloha paskins the Rambam in Psulei HaMikdoshim, Perik Gimel aloha Ches. And later on, in Perik Yud Ches, Psulei HaMikdoshim, aloha Chof Aleph, the Rambam paskins the Gemara increases Taf Yudalid, that it's poka, the dim pigle, that if you eat a chelik of this korban pigle, which was Hela Al HaMizbeach, there's a aloha of poka piguloi, and there's no chivas chorus. But says the Mishnah HaMelech, if you're looking in the Lashonis of the Rambam, we see that the Rambam holds these obemas at two different times in the Aktorah, there's a locha of a poka, this din of the pigle. The Rambam in Perek Gimel is mashma that the din of poka piguloi benegea the locha of Yehudu Yalu. It takes place immediately at the beginning of the Aktorah, even though it's moshla ho'oi b'miktsosoi, only a miktsas of the oi was nishla, the Aktorah only just started. There's a locha of Yehudu Yalu. Whereas in the din later on in Perek Yud Ches, over there the Rambam says clearly the aloha poka piguloi, in order that he shouldn't be chayiv koris if he eats this din pigle, is only by moshlo ho'oi beruboi. Only once most of the haktorah has already taken place, then there's a afkor of the isa achila. Says the Mishnah Melech, it seems to be that the Rambam learns that these two alochas are two separate times and two separate alochas. There's a halacha in our sugya of Yehudu Yalu, which takes place straight away, whereas the Gemara increases, which tells us that there's a poka piguloi of the Issa Achila, this is only later on, by Haktoras Buruboi, by Moshloi Buruboi. But the Mishnah Melech doesn't be'emes explain how the Rambam sees this in our sugya, and the Keren Oyer, so too Reb Chaim Briske in the Sefer Al Rambam in Psulei HaMikdosh in Perek Gimel, they ask that l'chira, even though it's mashma like this, Mishnah Melech is medayik in the Rambam, but we have to understand, l'chira, Ula tells us one halacha, that the aktorah is the aktorah of poka piguloi, through the aktorah, the pigle goes away, and there's just two nafgeminas, two consequences for this yesoid of poka piguloi. Poka piguloi helps, that is a yehudu yalu, it became lachmo shel mizbeach, enough to go mimale the aktorah, the koimis back onto the mizbeach. And so too, there's another halacha that is poka piguloi legab de isa achila. Memela, since it's all one yesoid, that is a din of ula or poka piguloi, how is it possible to go and tell us that these two dinim have two separate times? One of them is at the beginning of the aktorah, and one of them is only at the end of the aktorah. Since they're both tolui on one yesoid of ula of poka piguloi, then memela has to be, you have to have one time, when does this poka piguloi take place? And if the Rambam is Mavur in Perek Gimel, the poka piguloi is ready right at the beginning, then the Chayyur shouldn't be Chayyiv if he eats it. And the Rambam says later, Yoni Chayyiv Berubay. How does the Rambam have a din of poka piguloi of two separate times for both dinim if they're both one halacha of poka piguloi? This is the kasha the Karinor asks on the Rambam and the Chaim in Sefer on this shita of the Rambam, which we have to understand how the Rambam understood this Gemara. Explains the Chaim in his Sefer over there in Perek Gimel Psulei HaMikdoshim that Be'emes, the Rambam, had a different havon, a different understanding in the Iker din of poka piguloi for Yehudu Yalu, which we see in our sugya. Explains the Chaim, the Gemara later on in Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis says a halacha that even in Atzomus, the bones of the korban, which don't have any aktorah, don't have any din aktorah at all, the din of Aktorah is only Vosiso, Iloisecho, Habosov, Hadam. The Gemara explains later on, Atzomis don't have any din Aktorah. Afapikain, even so, if a Kohen is Male the Atzomis, and was ready Moshlo Boi Ho'oi on the Atzomis, the Aktorah took place on these Atzomis, then the Aloche is that even if Yehudu is Yalu, there's a din Aktorah which is Chalon is Atzomis through the din of Moshlo Boi Ho'oi, which gives it a new din aktorah, even if it didn't have previously at all a chivas and a din of aktorah. So too, the Gemara's Mavur later on, psulei haktorah, even though they don't have through the din of the aktorah, which is moshel b'yoyor, is not going to help to take away their passless. They lost their din aktorah. Afal pikein, through the din of moshel b'yoyor, there's chale aloch of lachmin shal mizbeach, which gives it a new din aktorah and a new chivas aktorah, even though the previous din aktorah does not come back. Memela says Reb Chaim be'emes ba'pigul, this should also be the halacha. Even though the pigul still will remain on the korban and there will not be a halacha apoka biguloi, afal pikein since the moshele be'hor and becomes lachmo shel mizbeach, memela there should be a dinak Torah now, a new dinak Torah mitzad the din of lachmo shel mizbeach. It should be like a tzomois or other psulim where the din of lachmo shel mizbeach itself is a new dinak Torah, and memela we have to understand why in our Gemara we need to have the din of poka biguloi in order to have the halacha of yehudu yalu by a korban of pigul. Explains Reb Chaim that Be'emes and Echanami, if we'll be able to give a Torah of Lachmish on Izbeach by the Korban of Pigul, then Be'emes, there'll be a locha that even if it's still possible and even if it's still a Korban Pigul, then there'll be a locha of Moshe Lebei Ho'oi Yehudu Yalu, because Lachmish on Izbeach is its own din Haktorah. But the Gemara holds that the Haktorah which is taking place on the Korban Possel, this is not Haktorah which is Meratze, it's not Haktorah Miskabeles, and this Haktorah is like Stama of Shreif on the Mizbeach. This is not enough to give us a din of Lachmish on Mizbeach. In order to give us a din of Lachmish on Mizbeach through the Meshilas Ha'or, we need to have a Haktorah Meratzis. We need to have a Haktorah which is like a Haktorah Kshira, even though it's a Kol Mepozel, but it has to be a Halocha of Haktorah Meratze. And this is what Ula is Mechadish to us in the Sugya, that the korban of pigul, even though the korban is posel, but the aktorah be'emes is aktorah miskabeles, it's aktorah meratzis, and it's poka piguloi, and memela, so too, the din of moshle b'hor is enough to create a lachmish al mizbeach. Even though we don't need the psul to go off in order to become a lachmish al mizbeach, but we need to define the aktorah which is taking place. Is this aktorah a aktorah meratzis? Or is this Haktorah just like a burning, and it's not Haktorah HaMeratzeh at all? And the difference is, if it's Haktorah She'ino Meratzeh, then there will be no din of Lachmish on Mizbeach, and there will be no way that through this Meshilas Ha'or should be able to create a halacha of Lachmoy enough to make a din of Yehudu Yalu. But since Ulo was Mechadish, that the Haktorah of a year is Haktorah HaMeratzeh, and there's a Poka Pigule going on, Memela, this Haktorah has a halacha of Lachmish shel Mizbeach, and Memele can create a halacha of Yehudu Yalu. Memele explains Reb Chaim, it comes out like this. Not like we understood till now, that the din of Yehudu Yalu needs the poka piguloi, it needs to make sure that it's not any pigle anymore, because if it still be pigle, there'll be no halacha of Yehudu Yalu. Says Reb Chaim, that's not true. If there'll be a halacha of Lachmish shel Mizbeach, then even though it's still pigle, but it could create a new dinak Torah, like at Somois. And Memela, we don't care that it's still a korban of pigle. The problem is only that if it's not a poka piguloi, then the Haktorah is not Haktorah Meratzis. And the Haktorah which is not Haktorah Meratzis does not create a lachmish al mizbeach. Memela, the halacha of Ula has two nafkiminas in defining which Haktorah is taking place. And Ula is telling us that the Haktorah of the korban pigul is be'emes Haktorah Meratzis, and memela there's a din of poka piguloi benegea that it becomes lachmish al mizbeach and yehudu yalu. Memela explains Reb Chaim that the Rambam holds that this Haktorah which is taking place is Haktorah Kshero, this Haktorah Meratzis, at the beginning of the Haktorah already it's enough to become a lachmish al mizbeach, even though the din of poka piguloi for the Issa Achila is mavur in the Gemara Krisis, which the Rambam paskins, is only at the end of the Haktorah, al kaponim by Meshilas Oy Berubay, only when most of the Haktorah is taking place. But the Haktorah from the beginning is already Haktorah Meratzis. It's the kind of Haktorah which is going to be Meratzeh. At the end, it's going to be a poka piguloi. It's not going to be a pigle which is going to be Chayiv Koris. At the beginning, there still hasn't been a poka piguloi enough to become such a achila that if you're going to be chayiv, you're not going to be chayiv koris. The pigle is still on the korban, and only berubay the pigle goes off. But the lachmish al mizbeach can come straight away, because the aktorah, the definition of which aktorah is taking place over here, is aktorah ameratzis, and aktorah ameratzis creates a lachmish al mizbeach, and the lachmish al mizbeach is really straight away by the beginning of the Haktorah. And memela, there could be a din of Yehudu Yalu already at the beginning, even though the korban is still a pigle, the korban is still a posel korban. But as we explained, There's no problem in having a korban of lachmish ha-mizbeach if the korban is still possible. There's only no way to give it a din of lachmoy. But since this haktorah is haktorah amiratzis, does create a haktorah of lachmoy, which is enough to give a din of yeidu yalu. And memele, right at the beginning already, there's a loch of yeidu yalu, even though the poka pigule of the issa achila is only later on. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Shittas Rambam in the sugya, that the din of yeidu yalu does not need the poka piguloi of the issa achile. It doesn't have to be mafkia the pigul already. It's enough if the aktore eventually is going to create a poka piguloi, then this aktore is aktore amiratzis already from the beginning, and mamela, it's enough to go and have a aktore of lachmoi at the beginning of yeidu yalu. This is how Reb Chaim explains the shita of the Rambam in the sugya, that the yeidu yalu does not need the poka piguloi. It's enough if it's just going to have a haktorah amiratzis, which eventually is the din of poka piguloi, and memela, there could be a yeidu yalu at the beginning and a poka piguloi only at the end. A yisoid in the sugya, which is mavura in shitas Rambam, how he learned the yisoid of ula or poka piguloi for these two nafkiminus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.